tonight, everybody. Kate Delaney. Happy to be with you coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. The big buzz in the backyard is the fact that Joe Paterno is gone as the head coach at Penn State University. This on the heels of what we now know is just a terrible, terrible sex scandal that involved one of his longtime defensive coordinators. So the Penn State trustees decided this is it, Joe's got to go. And so does the university president, Graham Spaniard, because of all of the frustration, the furor that's been building over how the school handled the allegations against an assistant coach. So this massive shakeup came hours after Paterno announced that he was just going to retire at the end of the season. That wasn't good enough. They had to pull Joe out of the situation. There was actually some rioting at the Happy Valley campus, which was surprising. And the key thing here is one of the key questions and the outcry, and it was just too much for the board to ignore it, is something that many of you wrote me about and have talked about when you've called the show, that why didn't somebody go to the police in 2002 after being told by a graduate assistant what they saw, Sandusky assaulting a boy in the school shower? Why wasn't that done? Paterno himself admitted, I guess on hindsight, I should have done more. I wish I had done more. He said that a day or two ago. Spanier said he wasn't told of the details of the attack. And, of course, Jerry Sandusky is denying all of the charges. So at this point, you have Rodney Erickson as the interim school president. Boom, he's thrust into the spotlight. And the defensive coordinator, Tom Bradley, becomes the interim coach. At least they did the right thing here. You can't go on reputation. You have to go by what's in front of you, and that had to happen. That had to happen. All right, so we all have a keen interest in what's happening leading up to the debates and the caucuses. All of that really starts in January. We're going to be broadcasting from New Hampshire. So yet another debate, this time in Michigan. You think of what the people in Michigan have been through, how tough it's been for them, their economy and unemployment, and now trying to turn everything around. So it's actually a perfect place to have it. CNBC hosted it. A lot of the networks are chomping at the bit for that TV time because they get huge ratings usually. It shows you the interest in watching everything. And at the start of in what the Republicans have to say and watching how they go along and how they move along. And what was interesting is you wondered how they were going to handle the Cain controversy. And the audience, really, they weren't having any of it. In the very beginning, Maria Bartiromo asked the question, posed it, kind of spun it around a little bit, knowing that CEOs, if you're the CEO of a company, you know, they people look at character, basically, and would you get that chance? So I think initially they were kind of taken aback a little bit by the question, but he answered. He said, despite, you know, what's happened in the last 9 days, people are enthusiastic about the campaign, that they don't care about this character assassination. They care about growing the economy. And I agree. We care about growing the economy. That is what affects all of us. Not all these things that could have, maybe did, or whatever, happened in his past. That he's absolutely right about that. And it shows you how much that was on the minds of the people, certainly that were there live, that were there to watch, the audience that were there, that were part of the debate, because there they were watching. And then there was one other question also spun to Romney about the same thing, along the same lines, about Herman Cain, and clearly he knows what to do. He said the matter's up to Cain and the American people to decide, and he said people can make their own assessment, and of course the crowd went wild over that answer too. They applauded that answer, and he's right. He's already addressed it. He said it's before a couple of days ago. He said it was disturbing, but, you know, we'll see what happens. It's up to Herman Cain, and absolutely, it's not up to Mitt Romney. It's up to him, and we don't know if anything else is going to come out or any other specifics, or who knows. Does he just move on from this? Certainly we've had seen other candidates do that and move out. Now, one thing that was interesting, because this is huge news, my friends, the things we should be concerned about, honestly, if we really dig deep, and I'm saying dig, we should be digging for wells, because there should be concern over water. They're worried about it in California. They're worried about it in Arizona. The water is going to be what everybody tries to hoard. Worried about our monetary system. That's what Ron Paul has always brought up, and now he's right. When you look at the Federal Reserve and the quantitative easing, that's what they call it, when they're printing money, and who knows how much is printed. But this is an old sore subject with me, and we've talked about it many, many times. So Europe now is on its heels. They are flailing about, and Italy needs a bailout. Greece is in trouble, but Greece is supposedly getting their bailout, so that's why the Germans are saying, well, we're not going to help Italy. And the Republican presidential hopefuls were asked about that, that should countries rise or fall on their own without any American bailout. If that happens, should we be concerned? And almost everybody on the stage said Europe has to take care of their own problems. We don't want to step in and bail out their banks and their economies. That was a Romney quote, and it was echoed in different ways. It's like Ron Paul. He was pretty emphatic about his response with the European debt. He said, you have to let it liquidate. We took 40 years to build up this worldwide debt, which is true. And it was a lot different with these other countries. Kane said there isn't much the United States could do to directly help Italy at present because the economy there is in such difficult shape. And he's right. And the more important thing is we have got to start focusing on our economy. We have got to focus on what's happening in our backyards, or we're going to fall even further down the rabbit hole. We can't continue to do that. We have to have the spending cuts. We have to have a stronger dollar. We have to stimulate growth in this country. We can't continue to be a nation of takers and not makers. As long as we do that, as long as that's what we're doing, we won't be able to really turn the tide around. How can we do that? By the way, everybody was there. Governor Rick Perry was there. He had an oops moment on the stage when he couldn't think of the three agencies that he would cut. Then you also had Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and Senator Rick Santorum. The former Utah Governor John Huntsman was along. The former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, of course, was there. So everybody running was on hand for this debate, and it was smart to be there because it was held in Michigan, like I say, and you think of all the places in this country that have really taken a beating, and with what happened with the auto industry, Michigan really, really took a beating, and they're trying to turn things around as fast as they can possibly do it. And they've had some progress, but they can only move so fast, especially in a sluggish economy. All right, I'm going to let you hear, in their own words, little slithers, if you will, or slithers of, I think it's slivers, little slivers of that debate. I'm going to go look that up. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things to see you call upon the
floor. All right, welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we're going to go to some of those comments from the Republican debate. Joining us now, though, the guru of all things collectible. You collect things, I guarantee you have something. You're probably dying to know what it's worth. He's the man. Here is the number, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again, 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Well, I'm much better. I had that wonderful flu bug around that got down your throat and made you sound like you were a smoker. but yeah, well, last year, I got hit with the flu. You know, went to the doctor, probably got bronchial pneumonia. And at least that was nice because that was a bacterial kind of thing. They give you medication for that. This one's a virus. They, go, I'm getting plenty of rest, drink a lot of liquid. And wait it out. 4 weeks later, man, here I am.
There you go. And so you sound much better.
Yeah, I am a lot better, actually.
All right, very nice. Now we're coming closer to the holidays. Does something click in differently that you think Christmas themed? I mean, nutcrackers, of course. We both know about that.
Yeah, Linda and I have our annual trip scheduled to the Erzkeberger in December. Actually, we passed the big holiday collectible. There was a time, I mean, there still is to some extent, when Santa Claus collectibles and Christmas collectibles are king of the hill. But probably not holiday is Halloween. Halloween stuff has come out of the woodwork. And
really?
Oh, even stuff from the 50s and 60s does very well. Now with Christmas stuff, it's kind of fun because it's, again, you know, the stuff you collect is the stuff you grew up with. 10 years ago, there was a big craze on aluminum Christmas trees. You remember those?
Mm-hmm.
And it was even a better deal if you had they used to come with a disc that had four colors on it that rotated around and it would then light up the aluminum foil. And there was a time when those trees got up to, oh my gosh, if you had a 6 foot tree, you have to spend $200-$400 for it. I just came from an antique show this past weekend, and there was probably about a 5-footer there with the light. And, you know, I could have gotten it for less than $100. So that craze seems to be over. On the other hand, all that plastic Santa stuff from the 50s and 60s. Santa on skis that used to have candy and stuff. People love that stuff. I mean, they're paying 10, 15, 20 bucks for it. And not necessarily big bucks. My wife was going through some postcards, and she says, oh, here, look at these lovely Santa postcards. And I said, how much do you think they're worth, honey? Because, you know, what does she look at the price? And she said, oh, well, 50 cents for a buck. I said, look at the back, $8, $10, $12. You know, anything with a visual image is kind of strong. So, yeah, the holidays are coming up. It's kind of fun. I used to, as you know, for over 20 years, used to go out every holiday season and buy toys and put them away in a closet, you know, trying to predict what toys are going to be collectible in the future. Long and short of that, I must confess, is the fact that I quit 2 years ago. I go into Toys R Us today, or I go into a toy shop, and I don't see future collectability. It's in two parts. First of all, a lot of stuff isn't licensed anymore. Yeah, you go. I mean, you find some Harry Potter stuff, but there's not a lot of licensed stuff out there. And a lot of collecting used to be about a TV movie, or not a TV movie, but about a movie or a television program or something. And that's kind of gone. Things are expensive. Yeah, I've got 7 grandchildren now. And hi, Grandpa, Grandma, we want this on our Christmas list. You know, and it's $250 toy.
Wow.
And the other thing was that in order to have collectability, things have to have memory. But kids don't play with anything longer than a month. And then it's either broken or they're on to something else. I mean, the attention span's short. And so a lot of us that are into collecting are thinking, what will people collect in 2030 and 2040, which used to seem like a long time ago, but hey, it's 2011. I mean, you know, like it's going to be 12 years since the millennium. Didn't the millennium just happen 20 seconds ago?
Yeah, doesn't feel like that, doesn't it?
Well, you know, the older you get, the more time flies, they say. But for me, it's true. I look at these dates, I look at time, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, 1980, 1990, was it that long ago? And the answer becomes yes. So it's kind of fun. It is fun for me to watch all this, as you know. I want to remind our listeners here of American Night that one of the reasons I get up to do this is to talk to them. And we would love to have them call in with questions about something they might have around the house, a family heirloom, maybe something they bought years ago and they lived with all their life. Maybe they just need to sell something in this current economy. I mean, the stock market is all over the place again.
Oh, no kidding. Sell your stuff.
Listen, I have to tell you, talk about a roller coaster. It's a trip. Gotta love the Greeks and the Italians.
Yeah, no kidding. It is a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, and it has a huge impact on my business, Kate.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that, you know, we're discretionary income. And if I read one more article about how the next generation isn't going to have the money my generation has, or I read another article about, you know, hey, the chance of rising up to the top and the American dream is gone, I'm thinking, well, I guess there's going to be a lot of extra money around out there at the moment.
Yeah, it is depressing, and that's why people are being more vigilant and paying attention, and I think that is tremendous that people are doing that. Hey, it's funny that you bring up other countries and money, basically. I did have somebody ask you a question about this, that they've traveled around their whole life and they think that they have money from at least maybe 60 or so other countries.
Yeah, and this is very common, actually, Kate. When I'm cleaning out a house or you know, and whatever, working with estate sale people, you will find in a drawer a bag of foreign coins that people got when they traveled. Here's, unfortunately, what a lot of them don't. Now, every once in a while you get lucky. If they're pre-1970, some of the coins are silver, which, hey, happy melt day, because the silver content of the coins is worth a lot of money, just like American coinage, pre-1970 dimes, quarters, and half dollars and silver dollars are worth almost now 18 to 20 times face. So, you know, every dime is $2, every silver dollar is 20 to 22 bucks. Just for their melt value. So you have that. But coins changes. For example, if they were to the countries in the Eurozone and they have old coins from Germany and France and Italy and Spain, it's no longer, you can't spend it anymore. It's no longer valid. I saved some of the old German marks that I had. But in terms of collectability, the general rule of thumb, and this is true except for the precious metal coinage, is that if it came out of your pocket, chances are it's not collectible. Maybe curiosity value-wise, it may be a couple of pennies here and a couple of pennies there. But in terms of collectability, it's tough. Now, our good friends at Krause Publications up in Iola, Wisconsin, do the big price guides to coins. And they do have price guides not only to world coinage, but also to world paper money. And those are the books that I always tell people to get. Just go down to your public library and get a book of world coinage or book of world of currency and look some of the stuff up. Again, if it's out of your pocket, if it's rumpled and crumbled, chances are it's not going to have a tremendous amount of value. But, hey, you never know. The other thing is that in every community, Kate, there are coin auctions. Now, coin auctioneers, in terms of quality, vary. But, for example, in Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia, is Aldivers, and they have a coin auction every couple months. But those guys are great. They sort through that stuff. They put it into lots, and they maximize the return. So if you find a bag of old foreign coins, you don't want to chuck them. That's the wrong thing to do. Get them in the hands of a competent coin auctioneer, and he may be able to sort them into lots, and you're going to get something in return. And, hey, I'm of the old school that's, a few bucks are better than no bucks.
Yeah, I like that. A few bucks are better than no bucks. All right, quickly, Harry, tell everybody if they want to send you something.
Well, you know what? It's been a while since we've gotten a letter to the American Night mailbag, but here's the deal. If you have something around the house that you'd like to know about a family heirloom, as we talked about, send me an email. My email address is Harry L. Rinker, HarryLRinker, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. Now, what you need to do, however, so that we talk about it here at America Tonight, is you have to begin your email with this phrase. I listen to America Tonight, and give us the name of the radio station.
All right, perfect. Take him up on this. Absolutely. Harry, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, take care.
You too. All right, coming up on the flip side, as I am so fond of saying, I'm going to eliminate that from my vocabulary. So if you like it, a lot of you are starting to tell me about it, that you like it, actually. Then it becomes too much of a habit. But anyway, we are definitely going to let you hear some of that debate.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Mailbag, so many of you talking about the debate and what's going on at Penn State. I like what Jennifer emailed me. No one is exempt from doing the right thing no matter how many bowl games you won. I got you. Joe Paterno out as the head coach of Penn State University with this big sex scandal going on. It was his defensive coordinator who's in the middle of it, Jerry Sandusky, and of course what they knew and what they covered up. And I think they did the right thing because the pressure was there. They had to do it, and it's ridiculous. And these college kids that are screaming his name and all this other nonsense, silly college kids that need to really realize the gravity of the situation and what now has happened to so many, allegedly, to so many innocent boys through the guise of somebody in power who was helping them with a charity that he set up. Just a sick, twisted, terrible, terrible tale. We move from that to quickly, and if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, by the way, 800-259-5791. We move from that to a glimpse of something else, a little snippet of something else from the debate in Michigan. Healthcare reform, you know, that's one of the common denominators for all of the people who took the stage, who are the Republicans who want to see the health care reform the way it is now repealed. Ron Paul had his own take on it.
We need to get the government out of the business, and we do need to have the right to opt out of Obamacare, but we ought to have the right to opt out of everything, and the answer to it is turn it back over to the patient and the doctor relationship.
There you go. I mean, that's it in its best form. That's the problem. Anybody been to a doctor lately? How many people did you go through? And did you even actually see the doctor? That's what's happening to a lot of people. And general practitioners, a lot of those doctors, the guy, the woman, the doctor who knew you and knows whatever it is that's been wrong with you when you've come to see them, a lot of those are bailing because of what they've gone through. A lot of those types are bailing. Let's see. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
You know, I'm 256 years old today, so this is the Marine Corps birthday. Ay-oh!
Woohoo! All right. Very nice.
That's right. And
Were you a Marine?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, I knew. I mean, I knew you served, but I don't know why I didn't know. You never said Marine, I don't think.
Well, damn it, I'm saying it tonight. Hell,
all right, we got you. Bravo.
I ran that Grand Rapids Marathon with a big old Marine Corps shirt.
Oh, I love it.
All-American flag. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm very proud of my Marines. And I think that's the proudest thing I've ever done in my life was join the Marines. The best thing I ever did. It was just, you know, knowing that you were the best. But anyway, you know, I'm a little biased, but hey, deal with it.
I like Marines. I salute you. I agree.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to try to push those little Irish Delaney buttons tonight. You ready?
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think you're falling into the trap of the left wing. Remember, in this country, someone is innocent, okay, until they're proven guilty.
Yeah.
Now, what is that coach supposed to do? He's supposed to say, he's supposed to call the police and say, oh, somebody said that something about some guy and some kid in the shower, the police going to
say, yes, yes, he saw him in the shower. If you saw something like, if you saw a woman being raped, would you call the cops?
Being raped? You know, that's one thing. I'm seeing that, but this happened in 2002.
Yeah.
And the guy said he saw something. He just said he saw going on there. He didn't say that he saw a kid getting raped, did he?
Yes, he did. Yeah. He said he saw, yeah, he did say that. He said he told them that. He said that. That's why it's so outrageous. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I agree with you. It was just, I think I saw, no. So that's not good.
I don't know. It's in 2002, you'd figure somebody would have gone to the police.
They should have. That's the problem. That should have happened.
9 years and fire somebody now?
I agree. But 9 years in between, that if this man is this guy and that happened, and you don't know how many other people were involved, because now there's boys that are coming out and saying what happened. Ooh, that's bad. That's awful. But the bottom line is, you're right about being innocent until proven guilty. Absolutely. We don't live in England, thank goodness. But in this case, that was what he saw. Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't then that
I
guy.
I know.
Something's just not right there when, you know, after 9 years, they're going to try and... matter of fact, I heard that Sandusky had told somebody that he was under... that they were...
investigating him.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It had to be out in the open to a certain extent.
Right.
You know, a long time ago. Something is not right.
Yeah, they should have stopped. They should have stopped him. I mean, there's no punishment for that. It shouldn't have been swept under the carpet. I think that's what it was. I think it was just that it was. That's what happened. I think that's what happened. You have this big university.
Well,
it's wrong.
I didn't know that the kid saw.
Yes.
Right, but that's the case. Then you know, yeah, just kick him out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That Italy thing. People have to know one thing. Italy cannot get bailed out because their economy is so big. The economy is bigger than Portugal,
yep,
Ireland, and Greece combined. So they're not going to get bailed out. The only thing that's going to help with Italy is if they cut their spending just like us. And the Europeans are seeing that they're still playing games over there. They can't figure out who's going to be the prime minister, what the government's going to be. So That's the problem with the stock market.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They got all kinds of problems. And the unfortunately, it's connected to our economy. Tomas, we got some other people in line. Thanks for the call. And hats off to all the Marines. He's right. It's a big birthday. How about Andrew in Texas? Hey, Andrew.
Hi. I spoke to you briefly last night, but I wasn't, I couldn't talk to you very long because I was going through a dead zone. I was on the road. I don't know what that guy is, Tomas. I'm sure, I think I've heard him on the air before, and I don't know what he's smoking, but he said, I don't think he broke his feet or on the ground first. He said, well, what go paternal do? Call up. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the state of Texas, if you don't call, you're going to jail. That's a crime if you witness or you hear something about it. Pennsylvania, obviously, it's not. But in the state of Texas, you are responsible. I mean, you are supposed to report that. And I don't know where Tomas is getting his these ideas that what are you supposed to do or you're lost. Or I'm just like, no, absolutely not. And I don't care how many games Joe's won or that is absolutely wrong. For all we know, Joe may like those guys going into the shower, you know, with all those ripping muscles, you know. I mean, I just don't understand where Tomas is coming from. And by the way, I served 6 years in the Army honorably too, but I have both my feet firm on the ground at all times, and I didn't smoke anything while I was in the service.
All right, Andrew, we got your drift there. Thanks okay. for the call. Safe travels. Tomas just didn't, I don't think he knew that's what he was saying to me. He didn't know the gist of that. Thought it was, hearsay, whatever. And that's not the case. Flat out, that's what has people so upset is definitely the receiver's coach, who's now the receiver's coach, definitely saw what he saw in the shower and waited a day, then told Joe Paterno and told others. And then then it just went away. Who knows? Did they put it up the pipeline and say, okay, well, you know, we'll just let it go? Or I don't know. That's what's so strange is that there wasn't this outrage there, because you would think there would be a massive outrage. Regardless, it's the end of an era, because this is the way Paterno goes out. The board announces that Graham Spanier and Paterno, Spanier was the president, of course, and Paterno are fired immediately, and because this child sex abuse scandal happened under their watch. So the students went nuts and decided to flood the streets after the firing of Paterno. What they're thinking, I don't know. I know lots of college students. I teach some college students, and they're smart, really in tune kids and get it, and they would be the kind that would not be flooding the streets to scream Paterno's name. So, I mean, even Paterno admitted himself, said something the other day about, in hindsight, he wished he had handled it differently. He wished he had done more. That's his specific quote. He wished he had done more. So he knew, and that was the thing. And that this has hung around for so long, and there was too many hours, too many minutes, too many years that went by while Jerry Sandusky was allowed to be in the position that he was in. And, you know, that could have caused who knows how many other lives to be wrecked. All those specifics we don't know. But let's put it this way. The grand jury heard all this information and went after him pretty swift and hard. They wouldn't just on a whimsical way decide, this is some kind of hearsay. No. They had enough to move this ahead. And they had enough to also take down two coaches or two administrators who they got for perjury for one, for lying to the grand jury. So this is serious. They've got stuff here, or it wouldn't have been kicked out that way. Absolutely not. Taking some more calls in just a few moments here on ATN.
Thank you. Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Two, three, ooh. My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh, ooh.
All right, let's take some more calls. Biggest scandal in college history, and of course, big blunder by the governor of Texas, Rick Perry. It's tough on that whole debating thing. He's struggling to, he was just caught off guard when he was, I'm going to defend him a little bit, when he was thrown a curveball as to what he would cut out. You know, what would it be? Department wise, what would he cut out? And he struggled trying to come up with that answer. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Lovely.
I like it. Lovely is good.
Yeah, well, of course, in the new year, I've got to come up with a new one.
That's like me in the flip side. I'm not saying it anymore.
Right. It's a black eye for college sports, whether it be, you know, football or anything. I mean, I read today's New York Daily News, and there was a quote that a little boy said to Shoeless Joe Jackson. You remember the famous quote?
Yeah.
That's all the person wrote was, saying ain't so, Joe.
I know, but okay.
Besides the school president being fired, I mean, and Joe Paterno, and I think one of the other two
are being charged. They're out on bail. So okay. There's two others that are being charged for perjury and failure to report the crime. And of course, Sandusky himself is out on $100,000 bail.
Okay. Unfortunately, I mean, I can understand where Joe Paterno's coming from, but at the same time, it's like, hey, we're talking kids here. The school should go right now into damage control, especially if these kids are going to sue either the coach. I don't know if they're going to sue Joe Paterno, the coach who allegedly did it. I'm saying allegedly because it hasn't gone to trial yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to sue Penn State itself? You know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, they could. Absolutely. Some of them could. It depends. Mike McQueary is the graduate assistant who reported seeing Sandusky right. molesting a young boy, and he was aspiring to be a head coach, maybe even at Penn State. So now this is part of the problem. This happens. You're in the middle of it, but it doesn't matter. When you see a crime being committed, where's the humanity? It should have easily been a call to the police station. There should have been campus police. Easily. That's what should have happened.
Right.
And now, because it's turning their head, turning a blind eye, whatever, right. like I said, the thing is, we don't know how many other people were injured, hurt, damaged for life as a result of this. It's just
right.
sickening. I think it's the biggest black eye in college football going.
You know, and I'm just thinking, okay, is the football team going to say, okay, let's do it for Coach Paterno, or we're going to say, hey, to heck with this? You know, all people are going to talk about is what's happening. They don't give a darn about the football game, especially for the graduating seniors, because if I'm not correct, the game coming up against Nebraska was supposed to be Seniors Day.
Yes, that's a huge day.
Right. I mean, with you. And I'm just wondering what kind of atmosphere is going to be at Beaver Stadium. And I guess they can also forget about the idea of naming a street, or unless they've already have named a street after Joe Paterno or named the stadium after him.
Yeah, he's already had so many accolades and everything else in his storied career.
Right.
How does he finish? I think he's tainted. I think his legacy is absolutely tainted. He's out at Penn State. The president's out. And who knows, this story's not going to go away.
Right.
Once it goes to trial, there's more details that are going to come out as a result of that.
Right.
And, you know, here's the deal. Flat out, McQueary says 9 years ago he told Paterno what he had seen. He saw a former football coach molesting a young boy in the showers. I don't see, there's no gray area in this. You agree with me, so that's not the
right.
issue. But that taints Paterno right there.
Right.
That taints him.
And I just saw on CNN tonight, there's like a mural of all the famous coaches in the Penn State program.
Sure.
Their assistant Chuck, what was his name?
Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky. Some artists are already painting over his face.
Good.
Yeah.
They should. It's just the worst. The worst
yeah,
that was allowed to go on.
Yeah, for sure. And, and I spoke to our fame. Just, let's get off the subject just for one moment, please.
Sure.
I spoke to our favorite rabbinical student. He overheard what Sarkozy and Obama said.
I know about that. That Benjamin Netanyahu was a liar,
right.
is what Sarkozy said, and he didn't like him.
Right.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Is there any honest politician?
This is the worst thing. You know, to his face, you're right. To his face, he's normal. Talking to him, blah blah blah, in these G20 summits and whatever else.
Right.
And then yet he's saying that. Off when the mic is hot, that's when the true things happen behind the mic.
Oh, you know it. Well, let's just say right now, for the past few years, France has not exactly been a great place for Jews to live in the past few years. So Sarkozy's calling him a liar. Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Yeah, that was bad. That was stupid. The off-the-mic comment was in that kind of a setting. They know it. And when you have those reporters so close, come on, it's happened to other people.
Right.
You just, it's just something that has to be in the back of your mind. In a different situation, in close quarters, just the two of them, whatever, let him say what he wants to say. But now it's out there, so it's too late.
Yeah,
the damage is done.
And then what President Obama said, I'm thinking, President Obama, I think you just might have cost yourself some votes with because the Jewish population in the States, I know, does carry some poll.
Yep.
But I think he just cost himself some votes for saying that.
I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, how the vote breaks down with Obama, with the demographics across the board, actually.
Right.
Sam, thanks. We're going to take one more quickly. We're going to squeeze in Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I think the Perry ought to be on his bus and head back to Texas.
He can't debate. He just can't debate. He is not good at that.
He's done for it. But you see these four wackos, old men in Georgia, I think it was, going to blow up the country and kill politicians. And I forget what else. Oh, poison people.
I did see that, yes.
Oh, I think Alzheimer's or something.
Every nook and cranny that we talk about, unfortunately, there's always somebody lurking. And, yeah, that was a strange story, but... Again, what was behind that? That they're sick of what's happening and they decided they're going to take action? What, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're 78 years old, you know. Well, I get to be 78. I don't want to be thinking about stuff like that. I want to enjoy my life, what little bit I got left, you know.
Right, and don't be saying those don't be saying that you're going to do that out loud because you could get picked up.
Yeah, I'm planning and go try to buy some dynamite. Find the poison to kill people and all that.
And you know what? That's it. They find that in your house. You start to talk, and then it becomes real. Then it's a real threat. And even if you're just a big talker, it's too late. It's already out there.
Yeah. But
mistake.
I see. Joe had to go, but you know he should have just took matters in his own hands and got rid of the guy and went to the board of trustees and told him what he done and let them decide what to do. Just brushing it off.
Yeah, I agree. And now Paterno's statements to the grand jury are certainly going to be scrutinized when this case goes to trial. And even if Joe Paterno isn't criminally charged, he could be found negligent in a civil trial, which is what Sam in Montreal brought up. Who will the victims go after? Well, now you have names of who knew what, and they decided not to do anything. Absolutely, they could go after Paterno. That would be a possibility.
Go after them all.
Yeah, absolutely. They could go after all of them. And think about it. Paterno was making $1 million a year. Absolutely. So his legacy is tainted, to be sure. Thanks for the call, Rick.
Yeah.
Drive safely, my friend. If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. Just go to our website, americatonight.net. Click on the email. It drops down, and you're in, my friends.